When Denise Shaw Miranda was 13, she asked her mother for information about sex. The conversation didn't last long.
I would try, like, Mom, can you, like, you know, talk? And she would be like, oh my God, I want to talk about that. You're too young.
She wasn't too young. That same year, Shaw Miranda got pregnant. She gave birth at 14, and now, at 17, is raising a son alone. While she loves her child, Shaw Miranda wishes she knew then what she knows now.
A lot of teen parents be like, oh, I didn't know I was going to come out pregnant. If you don't use birth control pills and if you don't use condoms, then there's a big possibility you're going to come out pregnant. And even if the guy be like, come on, but I love you, don't fall for that.
Shaw Miranda grew up in Holyoke, where despite having the highest teen birth rate in Massachusetts year after year, there is no dedicated sex education in the public schools. That makes no sense to Ann Teschner. She runs the Care Center in Holyoke, an educational program for teen parents, where new moms and their babies come through every day.
When a community has adequate sex education in place, when a community has adequate access to birth control, and when young people feel like they have lots of choices for the future, the teen birth rate is low. When those factors are not addressed, the teen birth rate is high.
Sex education has long been a divisive issue, locally and nationally. During the George W. Bush administration, the federal government stopped funding any programs that diverged from an abstinence-only-until-marriage curriculum. The lessons couldn't even mention contraception. The Obama administration promised to reverse that policy, but has not yet released federal money for sex education. Massachusetts is one of 15 states that doesn't mandate sex education in the schools, leaving each community to decide on its own. Earlier this month, educators in Holyoke brought a new reproductive health curriculum to the school committee, one geared towards inner-city Latino youth, and it could be voted on as early as next week. William Colomier is a Holyoke school committee member who's voted against sex education in the past.
They wanted to bring in condoms and bring in different materials that I wasn't satisfied with.
Colomier says he hasn't decided how he'll vote on the new curriculum.
Some of the concerns I have is birth control, whether we should leave this up to parents or other organizations, because I really think it should be within the family, you know, not in education.
But many Holyoke teens say they aren't getting the information anywhere. Krista Concepcion had a baby last year at 16. She says there's a lot she wishes someone had told her about sex, relationships, and how birth control works.
If a guy doesn't want to wear a condom, then you put it on. You wear your own.
The importance of wearing
condoms. That's what I think. If just tell them
properly. Check the expiration date, the air, the I don't care.
That's 19-year-old Somalia Santos, a mother of two.
They don't really know. They're just like, okay, whatever. They just want to get to the point.
Yeah. And girls mostly, I guess, feel embarrassed about buying condoms and carrying condoms with them. That doesn't matter. It's about your safety. It's about, you know, your life.
Those frontline missives might be a bit graphic for a school-based sex ed class, but Springfield gynecologist Sarah Perez McAdoo says it's time to stop stepping gingerly around the facts.
And what we realize is a lot of kids have misinformation about how their body works, how a girl menstruates and what's happening during the cycle, when they're more likely to become pregnant, to the type of contraception that is available.
Perez McAdoo runs a teen advocacy group focused on pregnancy prevention. This past fall, the group successfully lobbied the Springfield School Committee to approve the first reproductive health curriculum in years. Due to start in September, it addresses birth control, abstinence, life goals, and positive relationships. Perez McAdoo and others are now focused on Holyoke, which, like Springfield, received a small state grant to develop a science-based sex ed curriculum. While Holyoke has proven more resistant, there are signs the tide may be turning there, too. 3 years ago, the school committee voted to allow condoms in the school nurse's office. And Holyoke's newly elected mayor, Elaine Pluta, is a strong proponent of comprehensive sex education.
And I don't know if it's going to be a political hot button or not, but we can't let that stop us from addressing the issue. It's just too important to let it keep going the way it is.
But even supporters of sex education don't think a curriculum alone can reverse the teen pregnancy rate. Studies have shown that poverty, educational opportunity, and family environment all figure strongly in a teenager's decision to have unprotected sex and to have a baby. Somalia Santos, who dropped out of school in ninth grade before she got pregnant, wants her own daughter to contemplate a future outside early parenthood.
And I don't want my daughter to be how I was. I want her to be better than me. Like, I'm going to try my hardest, especially when she even turns 11, because sometimes your hormones starts kicking in early, you know. I'm really going to, like, be there for her, you know. Somebody who encouraged her to do better, tell her that she could do it. She could be anybody she wants to be.
That's a lesson she hopes her daughter learns whether or not there's sex education in the schools. For WFCR and WNNZ, I'm Karen Brown.